Here at Admiral Akbar's Hunting Shop, we have all your hunting needs. If you don't believe me, ask Admiral Akbar.
It's a tent!
No, not yet, Admiral. Are you looking to spend the night in the wilderness?
It's a tent!
Are you looking to follow that 15-point buck?
It's a deer blind!
Is shooting a single bullet just not enough for you?
It's a semi-automatic rifle!
We have lots of options for the modern hunter.
It's deer urine!
Ever want to play the most dangerous game?
It's a tiger pit!
Intrigued by those Duck Dynasty folks?
It's a duck decoy!
We even have bear snares!
It's Admiral Akbar's hunting shop!
You're right, Admiral. Come on down to the shop and get all your finest hunting accessories.
He could rip out your beaten heart and show it to you right before you died. Every day he'd make a holster match game, give him a piggyback ride.
Yeah. Welcome back to We're All Yankovics!
Woo!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo.
You sound like a mighty man.
Yeah.
You're a mighty, mighty man.
I'm a mighty man.
No one wants
man.
To mess with Charlie.
Named Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck, don't mess with Chuck.
He's 9 feet tall and chews diamonds with his armpits.
Oh, I chew diamonds.
With your armpits.
Where do those diamonds come from?
From CNR.
Sure, yes.
He excretes them. After he excretes them, you chew them up.
Yeah. And then I give them back
coal. You give
coal.
Them back coal, and the cycle continues.
I reverse pressurize them? I don't understand.
You have depressurization in your stomach.
Yeah! I'm awesome.
You are.
Okay, this is from originally Internet Leaks, but even before then, sort of like released as an internet video, kind of like it was a weird time for Weird Al. He released because he did Whatever You Want or and then he was like, I need to put that out real fast.
Yeah.
And so then he did a couple other songs that he put out fast. Then he did the Internet Leaks EP.
Right.
And then that sort of got put out there. And then all of those songs became part of Apocalypse.
Alpocalypse.
Yeah. So like it's a weird schedule. And I honestly think this is probably what he's going to now.
I hope so. He needs to get cracking on this. It's been a couple years.
No. It's been a couple years. Let him. His box set just came out.
Yeah.
You don't want to make that like.
Okay. Fine.
Wrong already.
But I would think what I mean is I would think by now there would have been at least one song that's come out that he'd be like, hey, I should write a parody for this real quick and get it out.
Well, he had a whole bunch of stuff he was doing. I think maybe now that he's going on tour, maybe he will.
Have more time.
Maybe he'll have a little bit more time because before he's shooting a lot of filming and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, anyways, I'll forgive him.
So, this came out on the Internet Leaks album came out on the 25th of August 2009.
Uh-huh.
This is a song that is sort of a style parody of the White Stripes.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that at first. Like, when it came out, I was like, I don't know what this is. I really don't know what this is.
I got it immediately. Like, I don't even like the White Stripes, but I was like, the first thing I thought, like, oh, that's White Stripes.
To me, it was sort of this... I thought he was commenting on like the internet craze, and he kind of is.
Yeah.
But like that sort of like internet video song craze mashed up with jokes about
Chuck Norris,
right? And so the song that really came to my mind is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny.
Naked 47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat, but he ran out of bullets and he ran away because Optimus Prime can't save the day.
And I don't know if you ever heard that song, but it's a fun little show, and it's the same vein of like all these people and characters just fighting.
Who's that by? I can't think of what they're called.
I don't know. To me, that's what this song was.
Yeah.
And then you watch the video, and instantly you're like, oh, it's the White Stripes.
Yeah. It makes it pretty more
obvious. Because it's red and white for half the thing. And then he becomes Jack, and John becomes Meg.
Yeah.
A lot of people sort of point to Icky Thump as a good comparison for this song. A couple other people talked about like the Denial Twist or Dead Leaves and Dirty Ground, but those two are more of like, yeah, it's the White Stripes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's the tambourine that makes it.
It's like cake with a.
Yeah, yeah.
We describe cake perfectly.
Yes. I remember watching this with a friend, watching the White Stripes perform on some late night show, and we saw Meg, and she had a drumstick, but it had a little tambourine as part of the drumstick.
Yeah,
and we were both like, "That's the coolest thing ever!"
They do a lot of stuff with just the two of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You gotta get a lot of instruments out. They're almost like a two man, one man band.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. So White Stripes. Perfect. Once you realize,
yep.
Once you're like, oh yeah, that's the White Stripes. Yep,
definitely.
It's really good. I mean, doesn't really parody the White Stripes itself that much. It's just sort of in that style, but he doesn't do anything like amusing with it. Like I feel like we talked about the cake song, at least does some stuff that is like, ooh, this is cake-ish, but I'm making fun of cake a little bit, just a little bit. Song I feel is a little bit. Yeah, exactly. This one's just a pretty straightforward White Stripes parody.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like there's no White Stripes humor, I don't think, in this.
Well, they're not a very humorous band.
No, but you can be humorous about them,
yeah,
though.
I know.
So
I guess. I mean, I don't know what else you could have done other than what he did.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
If what else?
Weird Al can't come up with anything.
Yeah, what else is
I'm not going to come up with anything.
Two people, a lot of, very simplistic drumming and what.
Yeah. This is like me and my friend hearing about Fermat's Last Theorem and going, you know what? I know it's been like 200 years and people haven't figured it out, but we've got lunch coming up.
Yeah,
we're on this.
Knock this out right now.
We got this.
Oh, jeez. That's an ultimate nerd reference there. Jeez, Charlie.
So lots of fun. It's Charles Nelson Reilly, who used to be on the Match Game, everybody knows from the Match Game. I know that's where I know it from. I've only watched Match Game in reruns technically, but
I always get him and Paul Lynn mixed up.
Well, there's
I
can see why. I think they're both on Match Game.
No, it's different games. Match Game and
Hollywood
Squares. Yes.
Okay.
Paul Lynn was Hollywood Squares, but I always forget which one was Uncle Arthur. I think that was Paul Lynn.
I think that's Paul Lynn.
Paul Lynn was on guard. Yeah. I like him in Bewitched. Like, nope, that wasn't nope. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Charles Nelson Reilly died in 2007, uh-huh. So like 2 years before this.
Yep.
Let's see. He was in stuff. He was in the TV show of The Ghost and Mrs. Muir. Mm. He was in the original Broadway production of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And he played Bud Frump and actually got a Tony for that in 1962. He was also in the original production of Hello, Dolly. He was on Johnny Carson over 100 times.
Wow.
And mainly because...
how many times was he on the show?
Well, wow.
Maybe he gave him a piggy rack ride.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was the other guy. Yeah. That's the guy from Mesh Game.
Gene. Giddy up, Gene.
He was actually one of the reasons, I think he lived like close by or something.
Yeah, he lived like in Studio City.
So anytime they like had a cancellation, they're like,
call Charles.
Well, bring Chuck out. Yeah. So they bring Chuck out.
Maybe he lived on stage.
He was also in an X-File episode called Jose Chung from Outer Space.
Was he Jose?
I think he was, but that sounds weird.
That does sound really weird. Jose Chung from Outer Space.
But I think he was.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe he was I don't know. I have to watch it back.
Hey, Charles Nelson Reilly can play whatever.
There you go. And X-Files is coming back in January. If you want to find out more about that, go to X-Files Diaries. Search that on the internet because that's another podcast I have.
Oh, awesome. Okay,
you can find that at lowdownmediagroup.com.
You can.
Along with this.
There you go. Charlie likes X-Files.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. It was interesting. The video was done by Jib Jab, which also did...
Greeting cards.
Greeting cards, yeah. Well, but they also did the video for Do I Creep You Out? Remember?
Did they?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's why it's weirdly
more
sexual than you expect it to be.
Yeah. I forgot they're both Jib Jab, that's right.
And Jib Jab's fun at that old sort of craziness kind of thing.
Putting someone's face on a...
Well, and originally this was one of those ones where you could take pictures of your face and have your face inserted into the video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So you could... And it was one of the first major artists that Jib Jab ever worked with to do something like that.
Awesome.
Was Weird Al. So, it's really cool. I'm assuming most of the faces that are in the official video are like Jib Jab employees
probably.
And stuff.
Yeah, you don't know who they
but
are.
But I kind of wanted it to be more than that. Like, I wanted it, I kind of want them to be like especially the battle at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be like other stars from Match Game or something.
Or something.
Yeah, like more references. Yeah. And I couldn't find anything else in. Well, I think they're in it at one point. Yeah.
Okay. I only saw John.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, yeah, John is obviously in it.
Yeah.
But
Jim or Steve.
I think that they're in there. Yeah.
No, I didn't see Ruben either. Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay.
Maybe I just didn't see
maybe
it.
I'm confusing it with
the background.
I might be confusing it with living in a hernia. I think the
not in a hernia.
In a hernia. You're living in a hernia.
Jeez.
With America. Oh, I'm living in a hernia
with America.
America. Yep.
Oh, Charlie.
All of us. let's see. Yeah, it's fun. It's sort of a spoof on all the Chuck Norris jokes.
Yes.
And Chuck Norris is actually, his head is on the wall.
Yes.
When he's got all the other animal heads.
I missed that. You pointed that out
to
me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That was a lot of
That's
fun.
That's good reference there. This song reminded me also.
Talk about this song, please.
Yes. It reminded me of the SNL skit about Bill Brasky.
Yes.
That's what this reminded me of. Like, just like this larger than life character that everyone's like, oh, I heard of Bill Brasky. He's like, oh, I've heard of, you know, Charles Nelson Reilly. He's 8 feet tall and he once, you know, threw a building at another building and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think it's funny because it's sort of like he's also a Chuck.
Yes.
So like that's the reference. And mm-hmm. He seems like a cool guy. I know that Jib Jab actually went to his estate to get pictures of him.
Oh, okay.
So they could do high res scans and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And his partner, Patrick Hughes, gave them to him.
That's awesome.
And that's really cool. And he met Patrick Hughes on the backstage of Battle Stars, which was hosted by Alex Trebek.
Okay.
I just found that interesting.
Cool. They should have met on the Match Game.
Oh, yeah, no.
Nah.
So match. So that was where they got all those photos. Because I was wondering. I was wondering how they got the photo.
Right?
And it was cool because that seems like the estate was sort of in on the joke. And they're like, yeah, this is really cool.
He would have loved it. Yeah.
He also sort of played sort of a macho guy sometimes, like jokingly on like the Match Game and stuff. He'd be like, He'd like said yo a lot, yo. Like in a deep voice. And it was completely like this joke upon himself almost.
Yeah.
Like this isn't who I really am, but we're going to pretend like I am. And that's the funny part kind of thing.
Sure.
So yeah, I this song is awesome to me. Like I like the song. I think I like the song more than you.
You do. Yes.
It's the music in this song for me, the music adds to it and makes me want to listen to it again.
Okay. This song would be the reverse of the last song we did for us.
Okay.
I think we're very much on different pages on this one. I am not a huge fan of this song. I think it's okay. Maybe because I'm not a big fan of the White Stripes or just, maybe. I don't know. I think it just, for me, it misses a little bit.
I'd rather listen. Well, first of all, sometimes the White Stripes get a little too artsy with some of their stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
This is probably the White Stripes song I probably like the most.
Okay.
In a weird way. Like,
sure.
There's a couple. Hardest Button to Button is a little straightforward and Seven Nation Army is a really good song. Yeah. But some of their other songs get a little like jazzy in the middle. Like they don't actually play jazz, but they go off on these weird like solos and stuff like that make you go, okay, yeah, that's too much art for me. Let me scale back to this pop stuff. To me this would be like one of the top three. If I had White Stripe songs and this, it would be in the top three, I think.
I think you and I are gonna be friends, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
It's not at all like this.
No.
It's a very different song from them. But that's like, I didn't even realize it was them at first. But I like that song. But I don't know. This song for me just misses. I mean, I was trying to think of a favorite lyric, and I'm just like, they're all amusing, but none of them are like great. It's just, I don't know. I like it, but I don't love it.
Well, to me, the lyrics are perfect because they're all sort of that like nonsense lyrics.
Yeah.
Like Ultimate Showdown.
Yes.
Where it's just nonsense, but in a fun, creative way, I think.
Yeah, he's done Chuck nonsense. Norris posters are more than the Ultimate Showdown. Like you see the poster of all that Chuck Norris did. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's more along this than the Ultimate Showdown.
And that stuff is just as stupidly nonsensical.
It is.
And
not
that's
the same type of way.
No, I guess not. But like, I don't know. There's probably another song that has nonsense lyrics. And I'm like, I don't like that song.
Okay.
But like this song works.
I mean, I totally understand what he's going for. But just some of the actual references is kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think they could have been better maybe, but I don't know what it is, the song. It's just never been one of my very favorites on the album. I like it, but I don't love it.
At one point, lyrically, he talks about, you don't tug on Superman's cape or spin in the wind.
Right.
And you don't mess around with CNR.
Right.
That is a direct reference to a Jim Croce song uh-huh. called You Don't Mess Around with Jim.
Yep.
Okay.
Don't mess around with Jim.
Yeah. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Right.
Yeah. And that song, I just was like, oh, that song, that sounds very similar to like bad Leroy Brown.
I was
and
thinking like, the same thing.
But wait, that's Jim Croce also. So does he just go around making songs about guys that like you don't want to mess with?
I think so.
Like he's got an entire career of like just like, hey,
there's that guy too.
There's this guy. Then that guy.
And, yeah, don't mess around with that guy either.
Yeah, that guy's a pretty bad dude. Yeah. So she's okay. Yeah. But
you don't mess around with Jane.
Yeah. So. I just thought that was a really good reference and right. makes the song that much more fun because a Jim Croce song is exactly what CNR needs. So like,
right?
It's like perfect
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, I agree. When I first heard that lyric, I'm like, that's from something.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Yeah. And I thought Leroy Brown until you said don't mess around with Jim. I always got those two songs mixed up as
yeah,
well.
Well, they should be the same song. I think
like, I always thought they kind of were,
but maybe that's all he does. So yeah. Maybe they are different. Maybe there's a slight difference. And at least big bad Leroy Brown isn't Jim Croce. You don't mess around with Jim. Is he talking about himself?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's talking about himself in third person. Wow.
Creepy.
That is weird. Huh? Maybe someone was like, spit in his face, and I'm like, you know, you don't mess around with Jim.
I'm gonna mess you up.
I'm Jim Croce.
Ooh, yeah,
I got a guitar. Why are we doing that? Is that a Jim Croce sound?
I don't know. Poor guy. I'm sorry, Jim.
I apologize, Jim.
What is your favorite lyric?
I will have to go with. He has his very own line at the DMV. He made sweet, sweet love to a manatee.
Oh yeah.
That was something to see. I tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the most amusing lines for me in the song.
It's cool.
Very descriptive.
Mine was, he could rip your beating heart and show it to you before you died. Every day he'd make the host of Match Game give him a piggyback ride. A 2-hour piggyback ride. Giddy up, Gene. And I know you already referenced that earlier in the show, but I was like, no, that's my favorite.
It's a good lyric too.
And because it reminds me of Match Game and Gene and mm-hmm. like you know who that he's talking about. Like
I used to like watching that show.
The specificity,
in reruns.
yeah. The specificity of Gene's first name was like, oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Overall, it's fun. It's just a fun song, but it's also, I don't know. I would rather listen to this song than living it with a hernia.
I don't think I would.
There you go. That's the differences.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are your lyrics?
I just gave you my lyrics.
I mean,
my ratings.
Ratings.
1 to 5 piggyback rides.
Sure.
I'm going to give this a 2.5 piggyback rides.
Ooh, okay. Yep. I'm going 4.
Yeah, there we go.
Reverse. I like this song, man. I really do. Like,
yeah, okay.
It's fun and peppy in the way that, like, I think I'm a clone now isn't somehow.
Okay. I like that song more than this, too.
Yeah. No, this song is up there. Like,
okay.
Like, I like the cake song a little bit more, I think, than this.
We'll get to that.
But, like, this is right up there with the, like, just, I don't know. There's something peppy about it that makes me happy.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I disagree, but okay.
Well, you're wrong.
Maybe I am.
You're wrong.
Maybe you are.
Okay.
Let us know who's wrong on our Facebook page, or you can call us
at 302-72-WEIRD.
The weird line.
Yeah. Steve has no idea what the phone number is.
I don't.
Say the phone number right now.
The weird line.
Thanks.
I want to say 407.
No.
321.
Nope.
It's not 321?
No.
Is it 381?
No.
372.
302-72-WEIRD.
I knew there was a 3 and
a
7 in there.
307 70 302-72-WEIRD. Yep.
Neither one of us know.
Yeah, I know what it is.
What are the numbers for weird?
WEIRD. But in number form.
There you go. We were both apparently very bad with numbers.
We are.
Charlie still has to look half the time.
Oh, yeah. Those numbers are hard. It's 93473.
There you go.
So the real line is 302-72-93473.
The weird line.
But who's going to remember that?
No one. That's why we don't have that many messages.
302-72-WEIRD.
Yep. Well, someone will call again. It's been a while since we've had a message.
Yes, it has. But it's okay. I'm sure somebody at some point is going to complain about the fact that we forgot that the Belvedere was a Plymouth.
I know. That's one of those things that come to you days later.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. What kind of car is a Belvedere? Let me look that up. It's the Plymouth. He did say that, and this, what year was it again? He said, yeah, he referenced the car.
Yep.
We mentioned that he should have referenced the car, and he actually did reference the car. Both of us were too dumb to realize he was actually referencing Belvedere Cruising, which was his first car, which was a 64,
good job, Weird.
64 Plymouth.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, it was one of those things. I was like driving my car, and I was like, wait a minute.
I was looking for images to use for the artwork. And I realized that it was a Plymouth. And I was like, oh, man.
You figured it. You realized it sooner than I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just listening to the song and like, the 64 Plymouth.
Yeah, so if you have any other corrections you would like to
ask
us.
Yeah, you want
to
correct any of the many mistakes we made.
Find us on Facebook or call us up or email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com.
You can knock on Charlie's door. His address is, wait.
Beep. Yeah.
Apartment 305.
It's the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
Suite 22.
Yeah. Suite 27. Come on,
I'm
get
sorry. Ah, how did I miss that? Dang it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, and we'll be back in a couple of days.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.